And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and this is episode number 110th episode of Drink with Rick. Now, if you're joining me for the first time, or even for the 110th time, this is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have some show notes are right here. I don't always follow them, but I do have them. And we'll see. Really, this show is about the wine and about you and me doing the show together. Just having a great time on a Saturday night. This show isn't really about me. It's just about you and me just getting together on a Saturday night, just having a great time. Just kicking back with your favorite libation. Look, it doesn't have to be wine. It can be beer. It could be tequila, if you want. It could be soda. It could be water. It could be whatever you want to drink. It's fine. Grab a snack. Grab a snack and eat along with me, too, because I have some fun things to try out with this wine that we're going to drink tonight. You know, of course, we're on Facebook. You can watch live on the Facebook page. It's Drink with Rick. On YouTube, it's at Drink with Rick. It's Drink with Rick on YouTube. On Twitter, it's at Drink with Rick. And we're also on Twitch, live on Twitch. And that is Drink with Rick 1. Drink with Rick and the number 1. Now, if you're... If you can't watch tonight, you can't watch live, and you can break in anytime and watch if you want to. And join us in the chat, wherever we are. Just join us in the chat and tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you like to be drinking, or tell me what you like to see me drinking. And if I can get a bottle of it, then I'll see if I can drink it too. But if you can't join me in the chat or on the show tonight live, you can always catch it later on any of these venues that I mentioned, and also at drinkwithrick.com. Now, you can also watch this live at drinkwithrick.com. I don't have a chat going there on the website, but if you click on the post for the live show or the recorded show later, there's a comment box there. You can type in some comments to me, and I will respond in kind. The show, the website, is drinkwithrick.com. Now, the podcast version, if you can't watch the show and you want to listen to it, and you listen to it in your leisure, you can listen to it anytime. But the show comes down 10 p.m. Eastern time, 10 p.m. Eastern daylight time on Monday nights, Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can pick it up at drinkwithrick.com or any of these other venues. We're pretty much everywhere where you can pick up a podcast. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, PodcastIndex.org. And if you go to the website, drinkwithrick.com, click on the subscribe button and click on by email, click on the by email button. You can subscribe by email. Just drop your email address in there and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. It's not for spamming. It is just to subscribe you to the podcast, and that is it. So I'm going to introduce you to the wine that we're going to have tonight. Before I do that, let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to do tonight. We've got a jam-packed show here. We've got some birthdays to toast. We have an anniversary to toast. National days, of course, quite a few national days to toast tonight. Some of them are kind of interesting. And I'm going to tell you about a way that you can get a free bottle of wine. This is your last chance to get a free bottle of wine for the month of April. This is your opportunity to do it. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. So stick around. Also, we're going to have a little interview with my son, Tommy. Tommy Savoy of Cube Command, the Cube Command podcast, and his Twitch channel at Cube Command. He's going to tell us all about it and what's going on and some exciting things that he's got planning in the works here in the next 8 or 9 episodes of his podcast. So it'll be exciting to hear about. Plus, it's an open chat night. If you're live in the chat, it's open chat. Tell me how you're doing. And look, if you have a birthday or know someone who has a birthday or an anniversary coming up, drop in the chat and we'll be happy to toast it. We'll toast it all together. I think that would be really, really cool. Okay, so this is what we have to pair the food with the wine with tonight. I'm going to show this to you first because I'm going to have to dig into this real quick because it's getting cold up here. Starting a little late, so it's getting cold. But this is the food we have to pair it with. And I'm going to show you the wine that we have to pair this with. This is the wine. This is a Val de Salas. This is a Merlot. This is a 2019 Merlot. Now, we did, if you remember, if you joined us for the episode, I can't remember the episode number now, but it was a ways back, somewhere towards the end of last year. I did review the Val de Salas, the Cabernet Sauvignon. We had a cab going there, Cabernet Sauvignon. This is the Merlot. This is a different grape here. So we're going to try this out and see if it's anything like the cab that we tried. As I recall, I think the cab was pretty decent. We're going to try the Merlot. We're going to see how that works tonight. Okay, before I go any farther with this, and that's the wrong camera. Before I go any farther, let me check the chat, see what we have going on in the chat. We have kind of quiet in the chat tonight on Facebook at the moment, usually, and I'll explain that before with the daylight savings time. People tend to wander in late because they're out on Saturday nights, and I think everybody's just wandering around anyway tonight because, let's face it, everyone's kind of tired of being cooped up with the COVID. So everybody's getting out as much as they can now. So I can understand that. I can appreciate that and understand that. No, I won't take offense to it. I'm just honored that you come and spend some time with me when you do. And I really, really do appreciate it. Let's see who we have in the chat here. And CM Sanders in the chat. And it's good to see you. I'm glad you're here. And please, anyone else who is about to wander in, I'm glad you're coming in too. And I'm going to try and keep up with the chats here. I don't know what happened with the Facebook chats last week. Last week, for some reason, I wasn't seeing any of the chat activity going on the Facebook stream. And I had to open up another instance of it to actually see the comments. So I apologize to everyone for that. That was something that I really don't know what happened there, but I'm going to try and watch for that tonight. Anyway, let's see. Let me get back over here for just a moment. Okay. My lovely wife, Cheese, in the chat and Facebook, I can see you commenting there, and Cheese says hello and right back at you, Cheese. Appreciate the nice platter of food that you gave me to open the wine with. Let's go ahead and open the wine. And then we will try it with the foods. I'll show you the foods that we have to taste it with. Once again, this is what we're drinking. This is a 2019 Val de Salas Merlot. We tried the cab, as I mentioned a few moments ago. This one is a product of France. And on the front of it, I'm going to read the front here. It's hard to read. A subtle blend with notes of ripe, dark, and red fruits balanced with silky tannins and long-lasting finish. Well, this sounds very... very delectable. We'll have to try it out. Now, let me show you the back of this. The back of this, I'll read the back of it here for you. Val de Salas Merlot, Pays d'Auc. And this is Val de Salas wines represent my vision of the Midi. Their labels shine a spotlight on certain unique places which bring out the characters of my wines. The fruit, the harmony, the richness, and the Mediterranean style by Jean-Claude Mas. This is bottled by Jean-Claude Mas. And this is in France. It is a product of France, a red wine. There is 14.2% alcohol by volume in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. So that is what we've got. That's what we've got going on tonight, folks. And this should be really interesting. And once again, I'll show you the food that we've got to pair it with. That's on camera 3. And tonight we're going to pair it with a little pizza. We have a little pizza. Yeah, that's a Pizza Hut pizza. Yes, it is. It is a Pizza Hut pizza. And we also have, what else do we have here? We have some hamburger. It's a burger. It's a like steak. We can't have steak tonight. I had a little too much steak lately, so we're going easy on the steak tonight. But that is what we got for the meats. And then for the cheeses, we have the cheddar. We have cheddar there from Trader Joe's, I believe. We have the Toscano with creamy coastal Syrah. That's right here, I believe. And then over here, we have this new cheese, this Dubliner cheese from Ireland. So that should be very, very interesting to try. So we're going to try that out. So anyway, let me get, here we go. Here's another angle. That's a better angle. All right, so let's go ahead and open up this bottle of wine. And I have my, where's my opener here? I've got my somewhere around here. Lost track of it. Where to go? Now see, I'm normally very prepared here, but somehow my foil cutter disappeared. Where's my, oh, here it is. Okay, my foil cutter is right here. Just got to grab it. Okay, foil cutter right here at the ready. It's hiding under some other stuff. Let's see if I can get this. There we go. Let's get that open. And the cork says a 2019. I don't know if you can see this too well, but it says 2019 right there. 2019. I wonder how much extra they pay for that. So let's go ahead and open this bottle of wine. Yeah, it would help if I had a producer here, to a switcher and a producer, somebody to do all the switching and producing for me, but I'm doing it all by myself. So if I look distracted sometimes, or I seem distracted or sound distracted, sometimes I am, because I'm watching a whole bunch of things happening all at once. I apologize for that. Okay, so we have the bottle of wine. I've got my show notes here. Let me move them to the side. We'll reference them later, maybe. Well, it depends how things go in the chat. If things go really well in the chat, I may not need to reference them at all the rest of the show. So I have my Veneto Wine Lovers aerator here from the Veneto Wine Lovers set, which you can actually purchase from Amazon.com for $19.99. And they do have a link, not for too much longer apparently, but I do have a little banner at the top of my website at drinkwithrick.com if you're interested in picking up the wine set or even just the aerator. This is a really good aerator. I've been using it for over 2 years and it's been great. Really, really like it. And of course, to hold the wine, I have my trusty Galway genuine Irish crystal glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at bytweetradios.com. All right, so we're going to pour a little bit of this wine into the glass. There we go, just a little bit for starters. A little swirl. We're going to let this wine open up a little bit. Open it up a little bit. And while it's doing that, let's learn a little bit more about the wine. So I checked around. Now, I purchased the wine store at winestore-online.com, and I frequent the Blakeney store. They have one in Blakeney. They have one in South Park. They have one, if you're in the Charlotte area, they have one in South Park. I think they opened one up about a year and a half ago in the Raleigh-Durham area. So if you're in that area, you can go there. They have some great prices on the wine. The people are great. They're very knowledgeable about what they do. Very, very nice. Very nice people. And Matt and the folks there are just good people. So while we're letting this open up, let's find out a little bit more about what it is that we're drinking. Now, I looked it up, and the wine store didn't have a whole lot of information on it. They had some basic specs on it, not a whole lot of information. Sometimes they don't. I think this is kind of a new wine for them, so I don't think they've had a chance to really get it all into their website. Yeah, but I did check around online. Wine Searcher had some information on it, but not a whole lot where it was available. And I think the version that they have is that there's actually a couple of versions of this wine. I think there's a reserve. I think the one they have up here is the reserve. I think, yeah. Well, maybe it's a regular one. They didn't have any pricing that I could see on it. They had pricing on the Pinot and on the Syrah, but they didn't have any pricing on the Merlot. So, and according to them, the popularity, it's ranked 274,936 on the list of popular wines. So it's apparently it's kind of low down there, but it's not bad from what I hear. Vivino has it, gives it a 3.2 star rating on Vivino. 3.2 stars. Then they said that actually the 2015 or the 2014 vintage rates better than any other year for the wine. And the 2015 seems to be the most popular among Vivino users. So no information on the 2019. So I guess we're going to kind of review this ourselves. So looking forward to trying it out. Let's give it a little bit of a whiff. Before I do that, let me go back to the chat for just a minute. Okay, chat is quiet tonight. Let me see. I'm going to check two different places here in Facebook. Okay, kind of quiet there. Let's see. CM Sender says Pizza Hut. Yes, I know you love Pizza Hut. I know you do. That's why we have this wine. I mean, this wine. This pizza here. And I think that was my phone. I don't know what's going on with my phone. I was supposed to have put that on mute, and apparently I didn't do it. Okay, so let's get back to the wine. Now, this has a very dark complexion to it. It's very, very dark. Let me get a close-up of this. I'm going to go close-up. There we go. Very dark complexion on this wine. It looks full-bodied. It really does. So let's see. Let's give it a whiff, see what it smells like. Mm-hmm. Smells like a Merlot. And, you know, Merlot, a lot of cherry, a lot of red fruits in there. A lot of berries, red berries. And I would say a lot of cherries and raspberries and things like that in there. This smells like a Merlot. A fair amount of cherry and raspberry. Let me give it a taste. Okay, kind of a very, very interesting mix. Some black fruit in there too, I think. I think I'm getting some blackberry in there also. Raspberry, cherry, blackberry. And it's a fairly bold wine. Now, if you don't like bold wines, this is a fairly bold wine. I don't know if you're going to like this too much. There are a lot of tannin in this wine. There's a lot of tannin in it. It's not the most tannic wine I've ever had, but it's a lot more tannic than a couple of wines we've tasted in the last couple of episodes of the show. This is very dry, very dry. Let me see what, let's get another taste. Yeah, quite tannic and very, very dry. And it is fairly bold. It's I'm tasting a little bit more of the raspberry now. The cherry was more pronounced at the beginning. I'm tasting a little more of the raspberry. It has a very long finish. It has a very lasting finish. And the thing is that in the finish, now in the very beginning, it's not. It's okay. I'm tasting the fruits and I've got the tannin and everything. But after I swallow it, and on that finish, it comes back out. I don't mean it literally comes back up, but I mean when the flavor comes back up, mostly what I'm getting is alcohol. I can tell, and this says 14.2% alcohol by volume. I suspect it's a lot higher than that because I'm tasting some alcohol in here. Now, I'm getting, when I get the finish, the aftertaste, what's lingering there, the alcohol is lingering, and it's still there. I still have the taste in my mouth. So it is a very long finish, and you can taste the alcohol quite a bit. So I don't know if I like that too much. See, I like to enjoy my wines with maybe a little bit hint of the alcohol taste in there, but I don't like it when it just kind of just sits there and it's alcohol in the breath for 30 seconds or a minute or so. I don't know if I like that too much, but it's not a bad wine. It's The tannins are rather on the smooth side. They're not sharp. They're not hard. They're not sharp. They're kind of on the smooth side, but there's quite a bit of it in there. And it is a little peppery. It's a little on the peppery side. In fact, I would say that it's quite peppery, I would say. Yeah, it's quite peppery. And there's something else. There's a hint of something else I'm getting in there. I can't tell. It tastes like another spice, but I can't pick it out at the moment. So this is a bold wine. If you don't like bold, you may not like this too much. But and I love the Merlots. I love a good Merlot, but there are some Merlots that I've had that are not at quite as. And I expected the tannin here. I'm expected that. That's okay. But this wine seems rather acidic, and I think it's going to need some foods that will pair well with it as far as acidity is concerned. We might have some of that here. Let's see what we have. I'm on camera three again. We have this burger. Let's try it with a burger first, actually. Let's try it with a burger. Okay. This is a hamburger, frozen hamburger. Actually, well prepared. My wife put it together. It's very nice. Merlot goes good with things like beef and pastas. This should be okay. Yeah, it does. And I think what it does is the higher acidity of this wine and the tannin of this wine actually help with that meat. She did not grill that, by the way. She didn't grill it, but it has a sort of a grilled taste to it. This really brings out that grilled taste in the burger. It really enhances that grilled taste somewhat. So I think this goes pretty well with that burger. And I'll bet if you actually grilled one, or if you grilled a nice steak with it, this would probably go pretty well with that steak. If it's really well grilled, I think it would be a good match for that. Let's see what else we have. Before I do that, let me go back to the chat here for just a moment. See who else is in the chat. See if there's anything going on. I don't want to forget the chats here. Tom Antio is in the chat and he says, "Gotta love the red wines," and I do. I love the red wines. They're my favorites. They're some of my favorites. Let's see. Nothing going on. I don't know how to check the chats on Twitter. Supposedly there's a chat on Twitter, but I don't know where to find it. So on these live streams, Periscope says there is. I don't know. Lost on that one. Well, you know, if you're watching and we do have folks watching, please check in. Drop it. Tell me in the chat. I don't know who's watching. I can tell some people are watching, but I don't know who's watching unless you say hi in the chat. Please don't be shy and tell me how are you doing, because I really want to know. And I'm glad you're here. Glad you're watching. Well, let me clear the palate for just a minute. Clear the palate, and then let's try it with the pizza. And yes, this is a Pizza Hut pan pizza. My daughter specifically requested it. We'll go to try. Give it a little bit of a taste here. Oh, yeah, that's a big taste. Mm. It's day-old pizza. Really chewy, because I think it got nuked to reheat it, and it's been sitting there for a while. You know what I mean. Now, I like leftover pizza if it's heated up just right. But you don't really want to do it in the microwave too much if you can help it. You want to do it in like a little toaster oven or something. Get the bottom nice and crusty. Then it's better. All right. Let me try it. Okay. It goes pretty well with the Pizza Hut pizza. And I'm not doing that for brand placement. They're not paying me to say that. But I do have to say it is a Pizza Hut pizza. Actually tastes pretty good with it. Kind of like it with the pizza. Now, I'd probably like it better with maybe New York-style pizza, but this is okay. You know, the thing is about Pizza Hut pizzas, they're really kind of oily, you know, especially the pan pizzas, they're really on the oily side. But there are times when I'm kind of in the mood for that, kind of an oily pizza that's with thick crust. I do like the personal pan pizzas. Now, the personal pan pizzas, they have plenty of usually they have a lot of cheese on them. And, they're kind of oily and everything, the oily crust. But they're actually pretty good when they're fresh, you know, hot and fresh. But, you know, it's been a long time since I've had one, actually. But when they get to the really large-sized pizzas, they tend to kind of skimp out on some of the toppings. And as a matter of fact, they did that to ours on this one. My daughter wanted it with extra black olives, and they not only didn't do that, they didn't put extra black olives on it as she requested. They actually put very few black olives on the pizza. I mean, it was really sparsely covered. I would say she had half the pizza order with black olive, and we could count the olives on it really easily. And they weren't even whole olives, just little tiny slices of olive. So, you know, there wasn't a nickel's worth of olive on that pizza. Now, you know, they charged us for the topping, to be sure, but there wasn't a nickel's worth of olives on that pizza. Come on. Anyway, and the cheese was a little sparse, too. I was a little disappointed with how sparse the cheese was on the pizza. I expected a little bit more than that. Anyway, that's why I don't eat at Pizza Hut too much anymore. A couple other places I won't eat pizza at anymore for various reasons. Usually because of the fact they don't put much in the way of toppings on them anymore. They're very, very sparse with them. Okay, anyway, I got off on a tangent here, but that's what we do on the show because this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. Like I said, see, I've got my show notes. Am I following them? 1, 2, 3, 4. We're on number 6. Okay, so let's continue on. Let's check the chat one more time before I go any farther. And tell me how you're doing in the chat tonight, by the way. Let's see what we got. All right, kind of quiet there. See, this bugs me on this whole daylight savings time thing. We get back to regular time, we have everybody in the chats, and it's late at night, and everybody's kicking back and relaxing, especially in the fall and the winter. But during the spring, when everybody's out and about, nobody's at home during the spring. This April, and May, not a whole lot going on here in the chats for the show because they want to be out. They want to be out. Everybody wants to be out and about. Nobody wants to sit here and stare at me for an hour and a half. It's okay. It's all okay. I talk to myself half the time anyway, so clear the palate out, and let's go to this other item here. What else we have going on? Let's try it with the cheddar first. I like it with the cheddar. The cheddar looks like it's pretty good, so we'll try it with the cheddar. And I like this cheddar, by the way. Good Trader Joe's cheddar. Let's see. A Merlot goes good with a lot of different cheeses too. It does. A Merlot is a good wine to go with a lot of different cheeses, especially if I'm going to have a party or something. It's fine. It's a good choice for that. Not every cheese. I mean, there's some cheeses where it won't go with. I wouldn't really recommend it with a brie or something like that, or really, really soft cheeses. But medium to hard cheeses, it's generally going to be fine with. It'll go with a Parmesan. It'll go Romano. It'll go with a lot of different cheeses that are hard cheeses. Now, we do have some hard cheeses here. Let me clear the palate one more time. We'll try it with this cheese. This is the Toscano with creamy coastal Syrah. This is a Creamy Coastal Syrah. Now, Syrah is a wine we had with the Syrah a few weeks back, and it went perfect. It was a perfect match. All because it had Syrah in it. This is a little bit of a tart cheese, but it's really good. Very reminiscent of a Romano Parmesan blend. You know? Oh, wow. Yeah, I like that. Good. Now the finish comes up slightly sour on the finish. Slightly sour. It's not bad. But when it's going down, it's a nice mix. I like that. So, what do we have left to try it with? What we have left to try it with is this. This is the Dubliner. This is an Irish cheese. Dubliner cheese from Ireland. So, we're going to try it with that. And I'll have to pour a little bit more wine for that. This is a nice cheese, too. Reminds me of something. I can't put my finger on it right now, but... Now, the Dubliner is a fairly dry cheese, and this dry wine is an interesting mix. It's okay. Yeah, I like it. It's okay. I like it with the Dubliner. It's fine. I think overall, this pairs well with a lot of different cheeses. I mentioned before, I wouldn't recommend pairing it with, say, a really soft cheese like a Brie or something like that. But with some of these other cheeses, most of all these cheeses are medium to hard cheeses. I think this will be fine. I think this would be a really, really fine choice for a wine to go with that. I think it's very good. So that's what we have for the tasting. And it'd be nice to have more to taste it with, but that's all my wife would give me. Wait a minute. I almost forgot. Yes, there is one more thing. Just one more thing, as Columbo would say. Yeah, there is this. There is. My wife, at the last minute, she said, would you like an oatmeal cookie? And I said, well, no. And then I said, well, okay. So she put an oatmeal cookie on here. We'll try it at the end of the show, maybe. If I can remind me, somebody remind me at the end of the show, and we'll try it with an oatmeal cookie and see how it's, you know, wines go with a lot of different desserts. Red wines specifically go pretty well with desserts. And a good Merlot like this would probably go pretty well with a lot of different desserts, you know, like chocolate chip cookies and, pies, things like that. Fruit pie. Got a cherry strawberry pie or a blueberry pie or something like that. I think it would go pretty well with different pies. Apple pie. It might probably go well with an apple pie. So that's what we have for the tasting tonight. All right, well, we've got a lot of other things to cover tonight, but before we do, let's go on to the birthdays. I think we're pretty clear, so let's go ahead and hit the birthdays. Okay, yeah, sounds good. Time for birthdays. All right, so time to cue the fireworks. Cue the fireworks. Pour a little bit more wine. Let me fix the. There we go. All right, pour a little bit more wine. Let's do the birthdays. This week, we have a couple of birthdays to toast. I don't want to toast. I want to toast my good friend Roberta. Roberta, your birthday was yesterday, Friday, April 23rd, 2021. Roberta, I'm not going to reveal her age because I'm a gentleman. But Roberta, I have known her since I was a young man. She is the mother of my good friend Jack. And Jack Miller, who I grew up with, and we all went to church together years ago. And her daughters also. I'm good friends with both of them. Anyway, to Roberta, here is to you, happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, many, many more. May you continue to enjoy your years. Because the day is the first day of the rest of your life, right? Exactly. And where did I steal that from? It doesn't matter. Here's to you. Happy birthday, Roberta. Happy, happy birthday. I want to give another birthday shout out. I'm going to pour a little more wine for that. For my good friend Glenn. Glenn is, now I've mentioned Glenn a few times. Yes, I have more than a few times, quite a few times. Glenn is a fellow podcaster. He is known in those circles as Glenn the Geek. Glenn the Geek. Glenn has done really well for himself in the podcasting world and podcasting business. Glenn is the founder of Horse Radio Network. And if you are not familiar with Horse Radio Network, you've got to go check it out, especially if you love horses. If you like horses, check out the Horse Radio Network. He has built a really fine network with a lot of shows, really good shows. And, of course, I listen to a couple of his shows from time to time. I do. I listen to Glenn's shows periodically. And when I have a chance to do that, when I can. I do listen to a lot of podcasts, actually, and Glenn's a really nice guy, good friend, and, you know, as a matter of fact, I was on his horses, he invited me on his Horses in the Morning show, his Horses in the Morning podcast sometime back. I didn't mention that, as a matter of fact. We had a great time, we had a lot of fun, and we talked about wine, which is one of my favorite subjects, wine. So, anyway, Glenn, your birthday is today. Today is your birthday, and I want to say to my good friend Glenn, happy, happy birthday to you, and may you have many, 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 many more. And I'm sure he's horsing around on his birthday. See what I did there? Pardon the bad dad joke. Okay. Glenn, here's to you, my good friend, happy, happy birthday. And I'm going to toast you again because I can. To Glenn, one more time. Happy, happy birthday. Glenn the Geek. It's my good friend Glenn Hebert of HRN, Horse Radio Network. Fellow podcaster. Really nice guy. Really, really good guy. And he's done some really cool things for people in the past. And I could go into some stories here, but maybe we should have him on the show sometime so he can talk about some of that, because some really cool stuff that he and his people have done over at Horse Radio Network to help people out. Really good stuff. All right, I have an anniversary toast. I have one anniversary. Let me get the wine together for that. I want to say a happy anniversary to another fellow podcaster, and one I've had the pleasure of getting to know over the years, and this is to my good friend Mike. Mike and his wife, Kathy. Mike and Kathy have been married for 15 years. They've been married since 2006. This is their wedding anniversary, 422. That was, what's 422? That was Thursday, yes. April 22nd, 2021, their anniversary, 15 years. And to Mike and Kathy, I want to say happy, happy anniversary, and may you have many, many, many more years of marital bliss. Please, a lifetime of marital bliss to you, Mike and Kathy. Happy anniversary, Mike and Kathy Dell. Now, Mike, I first met Mike when he was way back when we were all part of the Tech Podcast Network. Now he works for Blueberry.com, doing tech support for Blueberry.com. And Todd Cochran, who I've mentioned many times before, another good friend of mine. And Mike is also a fellow ham radio operator. And he's in ham radio as well. And I used to listen to, he's done a number of different shows. He's done Geek of the North. He's done a lot of other shows that over the years that I've listened to and enjoy listening to Mike. And always enjoy talking with him when we meet up, usually at PodFest, someplace like that. But he's done a lot to help my son Tommy out when Tommy was getting set up with Blueberry, getting his podcast up there. And we're going to talk to Tommy a little bit here too. Anyway, he's been a big help to Tommy there, and I really appreciate that. Mike, once again, here's to you and Kathy. Happy anniversary. Okay, I think that does it for the birthdays and anniversaries. Once again, we've been drinking this. We've been drinking this Merlot. This is a Val de Salas Merlot 2019, 14.2% alcohol by volume. I'll give you my final review at the end of the show. But I'm kind of enjoying the wine. I love a good Merlot, and I'm kind of enjoying this wine. Not bad. It's not a bad wine. All right, so I've got a few other things I want to cover. We're going to do National Days. But I don't want to do them alone. I want to do them together with all of you and also with Tommy, because we're going to have Tommy on. Oh, my good friend Ed is in the chat. Ed says, hi, Rick, and right back at you, Ed. He says, cheers, and right back at you there, Ed. I'm glad you're here. This is my good friend Ed Panis, another fellow podcaster and a good friend of mine. He's a really, really cool guy. Really cool guy to hang out with, too. Tommy and I have hung out with him on a few occasions, and he's just a lot of fun to be around. And he is. He really is. And, you know, he and his wife, Shelley, do their podcast, Selling Sarasota, and I listen to it regularly. I do. Ed says, likewise. I appreciate that, Ed. Anyway, you know what? I'm going to toast Ed. Here's to you, Ed, and to Shelley. You and Shelley, hope you're all doing very well. And if you get a chance, listen to it, Selling Sarasota. I'm mixing my words up there. Selling Sarasota. And say that three times fast. Man. It's okay. I haven't had enough yet. I can still do it. Selling Sarasota. It's a cool podcast, and they have a lot of fun. And it's not just all about real. I mean, they really kind of focus on real estate in Sarasota, Florida, but they talk about a few other things too. And it's just I love the banter. Maybe I have had enough. Between them, I think it's really cool. And these guys are great, right? Yeah, they are. So they are, really. And so anyway, we're going to have Ed stick around. We're going to have some fun. And we're going to bring in Tommy here in just a moment. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can bring him in right now. Because let me check the chat one more time. Anything else going on in the chat? Okay, Tommy, you ready? I'm going to bring you in right now here if I can. We're going to give it a try. We tested this out. This is the first time that I've actually had someone Skype in on Drink with Rick. And when I set this up, we tested this out earlier in the week. It seemed to work. I'm going to try and do it for realsies here now. I'm going to try and do it. So let me see if I can. Give me a moment. See if I can Skype Tommy in. And we're going to talk to Tommy and hear more about Q command. So, Tom, if you're ready, we're going to give you a call. And let's see. Let's see how this works. Hopefully. There we go. And all right, I think we got Tommy here. I think we got Tommy going here. Yeah, we do. We do have him. So let me bring in the guest. This is the guest for tonight. This is my son, Tommy Savoia of Q command.
Hello.
All right, so Tommy, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't know if I can hear you. Can you hear me? I can hear you.
I can hear me.
I don't know if I can hear you. Let me see if I can get you in here. Okay, now I can hear you.
There we go. Yeah, I have your stream
okay,
on
you're
too.
Good.
So it's, I
you're
got
good.
Two versions of you.
Okay,
going
great.
On.
So Tommy, he is my son. He's also the host of he's a longtime podcaster. He's been podcasting for. He's been podcasting for 11 years now, and he is the host of the Cube Command podcast. He's the host of Cube Command podcast, and he has his own website at cubecommand.com. You can see there in the lower third, and he does a lot of streaming, and he does a lot of live streaming on Twitch. He has a Twitch
That's
channel.
Right.
Tommy, you're going to tell us all about that, but let's get you in here. So how are you doing over there, Tommy?
Doing pretty good. I'm just watching my favorite Twitch streamer, Drink with Rick, and with my own drink to drink with Rick. So I'm drinking a Stella Rosa, a peach Stella Rosa dessert wine, which has become a family favorite recently because we tried tried like three of these different dessert wines, and we just been repeated like week after week. It's just a new version of it. So right now I'm drinking the peach one. So it's nice. But yeah, I have, I'm keeping myself busy. I know you have.
Okay, forgive me if I break in on you a little bit here sometimes, but that's because I'm on a really bad delay. I'm going to switch the audio here. I'm going to switch the audio here to another stream, so I can.
I mean, this is the first time.
So there's not as much delay on this because I'm getting a terrible delay on this. So I don't want to be breaking into you and talking over on top of you. Okay, so I am. Forgive me for that.
I mean, this is the first time you've done this in the show, so it's not going to be perfect.
I think I've got that set up here. Yeah, it is. We're still working on all the little kinks. I'm still working out all the little kinks on this, and there are quite a few little kinks to work out. Let me see if I can switch over to another. You know what? I might have a better. Whoops. Well, I just did that. Let's see.
CM Cinder on the Twitch chat.
I'm pressing a lot of the wrong buttons right now. Let me see if I can fix this a little bit.
Yeah, I'm also moderating at the same time. So, yeah, I'm going to be in the Twitch chat as well.
And all right, so everybody can hear me okay? Everybody can hear Tommy okay? This is live, folks. This is all live. Okay, so Tommy, where were we?
I don't know. I was drinking a...
Tell me a little bit about your show. Tell me a little bit about your show. Tell us all about Cube Command and what you're doing with it right now.
So Cube Command is my geek culture podcast I do with myself and three other streamer friends I have. Three good friends of mine, Iconic, Knack the Ghost, and Kaleo 60, and myself, Tom Antio, we host the Cube Command podcast. So each week, every Friday, we talk about a game news that we've been playing, a movie we watch, a television show we just finished binging. We do lots of reviews, just discussions. We goof around a lot for roughly about 40 minutes each week. And the show is also live streamed on my Twitch channel, Tom Antio. And we have a lot of fun. It's a it's a geek culture podcast. So just a variety of different stuff. We don't laser focus on one topic really on the show. We just kind of talk about whatever we feel is relevant that week. And been doing that show for about 4 years now. It's going to be 5 in another, I want to say, 8 months. And we're at 91 episodes. About to hit the big 3-digit 100 episodes soon, somewhere around the summer. And we also do YouTube content for the show. We Cube Command on YouTube. So a lot of Cube Command content. I have guests on the show twice before when I turned 21. I drank three beers and three wines that my dad drank with Rick laid out for me. That was an earlier episode, but glad to be back.
So, Tommy, you have the big 100th episode coming up. What are your plans? What are your plans for this 100th episode of Cube Command? What you got? You got anything really special going on here? You got a big bash plan for this? What are you going to be doing?
So we're working out some of the little kinks and stuff. We do have some big stuff planned for the 99th and 100th episodes for the show, and they're going to be in a sense celebrating how far we come with the show, while at the same time trying to try some new stuff, introduce some new flows to the show. So when the time is right, I'll be able to reveal that. But if you want to keep up for updates, you can follow me on social media, my TomAntio.ttv Twitch, Instagram, or Cube Command on Instagram for updates on that. But we do have some guestings planned and whatnot for the show, so it's going to be fun.
Okay, so this is your website, Cube Command. That's cubecommand.com. And this is, so you've got episode 91 going on right now. And you're going to be doing anything with the website in particular as well? Are you going to do anything special with that? And any updates or changes or anything to really showcase that 100th episode per se?
For the website, we do constantly, we post every video, every podcast that we do, we post it on the website. It's going to be up there. It's actually how the podcast releases. You can check that first and foremost for the podcast. As for the special 100th and 99th episodes, we'll see. We'll see if something special comes about the website. We are working on video and Twitch functionality for it, but that is coming soon.
All right, great. So I was going to ask about a little bit about the history of Code Command, how you got it, how it started. Why don't you take us a little bit back in time for a few moments and tell us how you came up with Cube Command, how that came about.
So Cube Command was just a pet project of mine when I started high school back in 2016. Well, maybe not immediately started high school, but you get what I mean. I was still really young when I started Cube Command. And it was right after I had finished up my first podcast I hosted myself, which was called Nintendo Teens. And I wanted to keep doing podcasts, and I wanted to keep doing it on pop culture stuff. So it was just me for the first year or so. And then I brought my friend Nick on. And then eventually Alex and Nathan joined as well. So now we have a full ensemble rotation cast that we do. And we have a lot of fun with it, too. We just recently went back to live streaming the podcast the past couple months. We did originally used to live stream it before around episodes, I want to say mid-20s, but we stopped because it just wasn't really like, I don't know, we never really live streamed a lot back then, so we didn't really know how. But now, you know, we are all live streaming regularly now on our own Twitch channels, and now it's realistic to live stream the podcast again, and we have a lot of fun doing it.
But, well, yeah. Yeah, and CM Sanders just said that when I switched over to your website, it kind of cut you out there, and I'm not sure why it did that. Oh. But
there could be different inputs for this.
I don't remember exactly what point. I think it was right after you started talking, so I might have cut out some of what you said, but.
It'll still be there.
I said, folks, this is live, and this is the first time we're actually doing this, so it's. We're winging it. We're all winging it, just like we always do.
I'm the guinea pig
with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. It's so, Tommy, tell me what you have a plan for the future after episode 100. Where do you really want to take the show? Where do you want to take your Twitch stream and the show and all that sort of thing?
Well, that's actually something I have been putting a lot of thought into because. As of now, being in college and having part-time jobs here and there, the podcast has been very inconsistent. So moving up from episode 100, we're going to keep doing things the way we've been doing it up until episode 100. Moving forward from 101, we might be looking to shift how content is released on Cube Command in a way to make it more consistent, ease the workload. But generally, it's going to stay the same. I wouldn't say there's any real drastic format changes or any drastic changes to the actual content coming. Mostly going to be the same old Cube Command goodness moving on from 100, just shooting for another 100.
So all goodness.
Yep, doing our best to keep doing what we're doing.
For your Twitch channel, what's your Twitch channel again?
My Twitch channel is... I had a brain fart. I have two Twitch channels, actually. There's one for Cube Command that we don't use. So if you see a Twitch channel for Cube Command, that one is currently not in use. But we do stream the podcast on is my personal Twitch, which actually is in the chat right here on Twitch. But it is twitch.tv/TomAntio, TomAntio. And that is also not just the Cube Command Twitch right now. It's also my personal Twitch. Where I stream various games and stuff right now. I'm streaming two games right now regularly. That's Doom and a Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga. Me and Knack the Ghost, who is a Dead by Daylight streamer, we're both working together to 100% complete the game all the way through and just have a good time while we're at it. That is every Mondays, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, now, I really appreciate you being here with us tonight and helping me test out all the you know, this whole setup with Skype, because I want to do a lot more of this sort of thing. I just have to work out some of the kinks. And folks, for those who've been patiently dealing with this, I appreciate you patiently dealing with this. Anyway, Tommy, once again, where can we go? What your Twitch channel, your website, everything like that? Where can we go to find you?
Well, to find me on Twitch, that's twitch.tv/TomAntio, TomAntio. And as you see below on the little banner that just popped up, all the Cube Command stuff is going to be posted on the Cube Command website, www.cubecommand.com. If you don't want to use the website, that's fine. We have plenty of social media that we use to update. That's our Instagram, at Cube Command, my Instagram, at TomAntio.ttv. And as well as Twitter accounts under the same names, except mine is at TomAntioS.
Okay, great. Tommy, before you go, we have to do a toast. What are you drinking again? What is it you're drinking there?
I'm drinking a Peach Stella Rosa dessert wine.
Okay. Well, let's do a toast to Cube Command. To Cube Command and your future success with that and everything that you're doing.
Thank you. To Cube Command.
All right. Thanks for joining us here, Tommy, and may you have continued success. You have a good evening. This is Thank Tommy you. Savoia, QCommand.com. It's my son, by the way.
Thanks, Dad.
Sure. Happy to do it, actually. So that was my son, Tommy. And once again, this is our very first interview on Drink with Rick, live interview, and I still have some bugs to work out. I have some kinks to work out, but I hope it was fun just the same. And you're probably over there laughing at me. You're saying, "Oh man." Because I tell you what, Ed and Shelley put on a great show and very professionally done, and I really, really enjoyed listening to it. You know, another show that I enjoy listening to, and she's not here. I don't see her here in the chat tonight, but she's in here quite frequently, and that is my good friend Stephanie Lee. She does two podcasts, by the way. She does the let me switch over here. She does the where was it going? Okay, not enough to drink with. Okay, so Stephanie does a couple of podcasts. I'd like to have her on the show sometime, interview her a little bit, because I think she's very, very interesting to talk to. She does a couple of podcasts. One is about trivia, and the other one is one that I listen to. I've listened to it today, as a matter of fact, and that is Growing Uncomfortable. I really, really enjoy that podcast, Growing Uncomfortable. And it's – I don't want to get in a long thing about it, but it's she covers getting out of your comfort zone. And she explains how doing things that make you uncomfortable, trying new things that make you kind of – uncomfortable, getting out of your comfort, your day-to-day comfort zone, can help you grow as a person. And she cites a lot of examples. She uses, as a matter of fact, she's done a few episodes of her podcast recently on Think and Grow Rich, the book Think and Grow Rich, which is one of my favorite books, one that I have read and that I have up here on the bookshelf as well, and I reference from time to time, and a very, very good book on success. She has done, she talked about a couple of topics today on the show that I listened to today, as a matter of fact, that I thought was really, really interesting. But I don't want to get too deep into that, but check out her show, Growing Uncomfortable. It's a really, really good show, and she does a fine job at presenting it. And anyway, here's to Stephanie Lee. And her Growing Uncomfortable podcast. I actually listened to about three episodes today. I got caught up on a couple of that I missed, and I was listening to her latest one. And a really, really fine podcast. And I learned a few things. It got me to thinking. It's a good podcast to do some personal reflection on. It is. It really is. So, once again, this is what we're drinking. We're drinking this wine. whatever it is, it's 14.2% alcohol by volume, folks. This is the Val de Salas Merlot. It's a 2019. And it's actually, so far, I'm liking this wine. It's a pretty good wine. I think it's pretty decent. I like it. And I will give you my final review in just a short while. But in the meantime, let's get back to the show and let's do some toasting of National Days. I know you hear the National Days being toasted. So that's what we're going to do. This is courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. And let me get pull up the National Days. Okay, this is going to be fun. Trust me. Well, this is going to be fun. Okay, so National Days. Let me pull up something for the National Days. Here we go. Here's we've got some good. There's a background for the National Days, right? Okay, April 24th. Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day. National Pigs in a Blanket Day. You know what I'm talking about? Like corn dogs and things like that. Pigs in a blanket, hot dogs. I prefer beef hot dogs myself. National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Tasty. It's also last Saturday in April, which this is the last Saturday in April for 2021. It's National Kiss of Hope Day. I didn't do any research on it, so I really have no idea what that's about, to be honest. It's also National Pool Opening Day. The last Saturday in April is National Pool Opening Day. I believe that this is referring to swimming pools and not billiards. Okay? Billiards. Not that kind of pool. National Pool Opening Day. Well, I could be wrong. I didn't do any research on this one either, so who knows. National Pool Opening Day, because, you know, it's April and it's springtime and people are going back to the pool to go swimming. I would assume that that's what we're talking about here, National Pool Opening Day. Then again, what do I know? I don't. I've told you my stories about swimming in the past. I'm not going to rehash that now. We could be here all night. National Rebuilding Day. Last Saturday in April is also National Rebuilding Day. I didn't do any research on that. I didn't do any research on any of these national days this week because I just kind of threw them up there and I thought, like, well, let's toast to national days. National Rebuilding Day. And I'm guessing that it has to do with rebuilding after some kind of a catastrophe. Like in April, April is traditionally a busy month for storms, right? Busy month for storms. And while that I'm thinking about it, yeah, you know I'm going there. I have to go there. While I'm thinking about it, you know how sensitive I am about that. We've had some storms rolling through across the South right now. We have had for the last day or two. We've already had some devastating storms in the past few weeks, being April, being the month of April. In March, I believe in some areas was also pretty busy for storms. We're going to have more of this, folks. We're going to have more of this. And as summer approaches, as we get close to June 1st, which is the start of National Hurricane Season and National Hurricane Preparedness Week, that's becoming something that you really, really have to be aware of. So what I'd like for you to do, get an emergency kit ready. You know, be prepared. No matter where you are, be prepared. Get an emergency kit ready. And you can go to ready.gov, ready.gov. It's a government website, and they tell you how to put together an emergency preparedness kit for various emergencies. Please put one together. The third item on that list is a weather radio. Go get a weather radio. Now, you know how I am about, you know, of course, I do work in the radio business. And I'm being by the radio business, the retail business of selling radios. So just to let you know. But I'm really big on this. I'm a ham radio operator, as my son Tommy is as well. We have both taken training, and also my daughter Tia, about taken training into the weather spotters course. So we know we're actually weather spotters. So big on weather, big on being prepared for weather and emergencies. That's not the right thing. That's not the right one either. All right. So if you're going to go to ready.gov, put yourself together an emergency preparedness kit, then go to the first three items on the list are very, very important. Food and water. Third item is a weather radio. Get a weather radio. If you go to buy2airradios.com, that's buy2airradios.com, you can buy your weather radios there. We have all kinds of radios there. Ham radios, FRS, GMRS radios, CB radios, marine radios, airband radios, business radios, all kinds of radios there. Scanners, that sort of thing. Go to Buy Two Air Radios and get a weather radio. Use the promo code WINESHOW at checkout. That's WINESHOW. If you use the promo code WINESHOW at checkout, you can save an additional 5% off your order. So please, go to buy2wayradios.com. Now, just for full disclosure, I work for buy2wayradios.com. I am the product manager for Buy2Way Radios, but they aren't paying me anymore for this. This is just something that I'm doing to give to you as a viewer and a listener of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. Use the promo code and save 5% off your order. Did I say that already? I think I did. I'm going to reiterate it. Use the promo code WINESHOW at checkout and save 5% off your order. And that's the entire order on everything. Okay. So please put your emergency kit together and be ready. Anyway, so I just took that opportunity in the middle of the National Days because National Rebuilding Day. Let's see. The next item on the list is National Sense of Smell Day. And did I lose audio here for just a moment? Did things lock up for me just a moment? I hope not. Let's see. Did the stream hang up? I hope not. Okay, looks like it's still going there. I don't know what's going on here. I think it's just, let me get back over here at Twitch so I can hear what's going on. Okay. Internet issues tonight. Okay, what next? Where was he going? Okay, so back to the days, the national days, National Sense of Smell Day. It's the last Saturday in April. Now, we should appreciate your sense of smell. We all should appreciate our sense of smell. We take it for granted until we lose it. Isn't that true of everything? All your senses, you really take those senses for granted until you lose one, and then it's like, oh my goodness, yeah. And I'm very sensitive about my eyesight, but also my sense of smell. That's one of the symptoms of COVID-19 is the loss of your sense of smell. And as I understand it, when people lose their sense of smell after having COVID, there is a bit of a rehabilitation period. This is what I've been told. This is what I've heard, that there is a bit of a rehabilitation period to try to get your sense of smell back to kind of get that return properly. I hope I never lose mine, but let me tell you, National Sense of Smell Day, I can appreciate that. I'll drink to that. April 25th is national, which is tomorrow. Well, it's tomorrow in about 44 minutes, is National DNA Day. National DNA Day. We all have DNA. National DNA Day. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't do any research on any of these. You know, Marlo was in the chat. He could fill me in on this because Marlo is the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. He could fill me in on what's going on here. So it looks like I lost a lot of the video on Facebook. I don't know. Facebook. Whatever. And CM Center says, how's the chat doing? Well, it looks like it's kind of quiet in the chat on Twitch tonight. But we have folks in Facebook. And Ed, I appreciate you being here, by the way. Oh, you know, and the other Ed, too. Ed Anthony, he sent me a book. I'm going to show you that in just a few minutes because I want to show off that book. It's a really, really cool book. Let's get through the national days first. All right, so April 25th is National DNA Day. National East Meets West Day is also on April 25th. National East Meets West Day. It's also National Hug a Plumber Day. Let me tell you something. We have had some plumbing issues lately, and we do appreciate the fact that there are plumbers around. Wish they'd show up to our house. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But, and I'm not going there right now, but I tell you what, good contractors are just so hard to find these days. We've had contractors over our house to have put in all kinds of things, like everything from French doors to, you know, doing all kinds of stuff. And then we ask for a quote, and then we never hear from them again. They never show up again. Maybe they take one look at our job and say, oh, man, this is too much for me. I'm out of here. So we do have some folks that we use for doing home repairs, and they're pretty good. They're really good. But there are other contractors that we've hired to do things with that just never followed through or never got sent us a quote or never finished the job, or I don't know, for one reason or another, they just decided they just wanted to bail. So they bail and we'd never hear from them again. So, yeah, we've had issues. And this is something that's gone on for ever since we've hired contractors to do stuff for us, even back in Orlando. We lived back in Orlando. National Hug a Plumber Day. Yeah, there are some good plumbers out there. And the ones who are good that we really appreciate, they've been very, very good. National Telephone Day. It's National Telephone Day tomorrow. All day, it's National Telephone Day. It's also National Zucchini Bread Day. Oh, I like zucchini bread. I like bread. I like zucchini bread. That's pretty good. Ever had it? It's pretty cool. Pretty good stuff. It's also National Pet Parents Day. Last Sunday in April is National Pet Parents Day. Are you a pet parent? Are you a pet parent? I am. My son Tommy is. I mean, really, he's Tommy's dog. He's Cosmo the dog. I've talked about Cosmo many times. Cosmo's a really sweet dog. He can be a little obstinate, and he likes to eat a lot. I call him a pig in a dog suit, but that's his dog. You know, I was going to bring one of his toys up here, and I forgot to do it. I'm going to have to do that next week. It's a very interesting toy. It's a squirrel. It's a squirrel toy, but it looks like he's been run over by a truck, you know, several times. And I call him Roadkill Bill because that's what he looks like. Anyway, so I didn't bring him up here. Anyway, National Pet Parents Day last Sunday in April. Here's to National Pet Parents Day. Oh, look! Speaking of pet parents, we all love our dog Cosmo. He's a really sweet dog. My wife, though, you know what my wife did tonight? We had some rotisserie chicken for dinner, and Cosmo really wanted some of that rotisserie chicken. So he had already had some dinner, or his breakfast, whatever was left over his breakfast or whatever in his dog bowl, but he's sitting by he's sitting at the, you know, below the table, waiting for some scraps to be thrown to him. And yeah, I threw him a few of the chicken because he loves chicken. Cosmo just loves chicken. And then right after dinner, my wife carved up the rest of the chicken, and then she took out a big bowl and started mixing some chicken with some rice. And then she gave this big bowl of chicken and rice to Cosmo. I'm like, okay, she cooked dinner for the dog, or she made dinner for the dog. She does. She has been known to cook dinner for the dog, which is fine. Now she will get on to him about a lot of things, but she really is a dog mom, and it's just sweet. The whole thing is just so sweet. It's really cool. She can be, you know, she can talk gruff when it comes to Cosmo, but you know that she loves him. She loves him probably more than the rest of us do. It's hard to resist Cosmo. He can drive you nuts sometimes. He really can, but it's hard to resist him because he's just such a sweet dog. Anyway, here's to National Pet Parents Day. I'm going to do that toast that one more time. And if you're a pet parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? We know some other people that used to cook dinner for their dog all the time. Used to go out and buy the dinner or cook dinner for the dog, and we used to laugh at that because I thought, well, that's kind of weird. That's kind of funny. Then we wound up doing it, and it's just part of life, you know. It's just we're dog parents, pet parents. So National Pet Parent Day last Sunday in April. I'll drink to that again. Why not? Okay. So I think that's got it pretty much. I think I covered pretty much everything, didn't I? Let's go. Anything going on in the chat? I know we've got things breaking up a little bit on this might be my browser doing this. It might just be my browser. I think, as a matter of fact, I think it really is my browser. Yep, it is. It's my browser. Okay, so I did tell you that I was going to do let you know about something else. This is a contest. Not a contest. It's a drawing, I guess. How to pick a wine. So Frank over at howtopickawine.com, he has something going on for April. This is your chance. Would you like to win a bottle of wine? You can. I mean, this is your chance to win a bottle of wine for April. So if you go to howtopickawine.com or if you go to Facebook group there, How to Pick a Wine, you have a chance to win a bottle of wine. Actually, four chances. I'm going to tell you how to do this. I think this is the last chance because he's about to pull this. But here's how to win a free bottle of wine in April 2021. And I'm reading the rules here, the chances here from his website, howtopickawine.com. You can check that out. The first way you can do it, you get four entries. There are four potential entries to win a bottle of wine. The first way is to join Frank's group, join one of his Facebook groups, How to Pick a Wine. And he actually has two groups. He has How to Pick a Wine and Italian Wines, Food, Travel, and Culture. So he has two of those groups. So if you go in the groups and join his groups. The second way you can do it is to follow him on Instagram. And his Instagram is at How to Pick a Wine. How to Pick a Wine. It's an Instagram. So that's the second. That's the way to get a second entry. The way you get a third entry is to scroll down. Go to this website, howtopickawine.com, scroll down to subscribe to my blog via email. And that's a third, that gets you a third entry. The fourth way is to hit like on his post. If you go to his post there, How to Drink a Wine, click like on the post, and I think on the Facebook page, click like on his post for the Win a Free Bottle of Wine April 2021 giveaway. Hit like on that, and that gets you a fourth entry. Now, he has some additional instructions here, very simple, but if you are already doing all the above, he's done this a few times. He's done this, I think, in January, February, March. If you've already been doing all of that, okay, and you can't do it again because you've already done it, send Frank a private message via Facebook from his Facebook page or from howtodrinkawine.com. Send him a private message, give him your name, and he will enter you in for the drawing. And that's how to do it. So I'm not getting anything from this, okay? Really, that is just, he did donate he bought me coffee, bought me five coffees, actually, which was really, really kind. He didn't have to do it because I was going to promote this anyway. But I really, really appreciate that, Frank. But I'm not getting any kickbacks from it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not getting any free wine or whatever from this. Unless I win a bottle of wine because I entered the contest too. So, I'm not getting anything else from it. He's not paying me, to do that. I'm just doing it because this is kind of a fun thing. It's a cool thing. It's a way to win a free bottle of wine. It's free and you can't beat free, right? So I love free. Who doesn't like free? So I'm passing this on to you to have a chance to win a free bottle of wine April 2021 in this giveaway. Okay? How to drink a wine. Yeah, how to drink a wine. I got that down. So I think we all do, right? All right. So I think let me check the chat one more time. Big O'Grock says hello. And hello right back at you, Big Old Grog. It's great to see you. I'm glad you're here. Stick around. Now, we're just about wrapping this up here, as a matter of fact. It's about time to wrap it up, but I'm glad you stopped by. And once again, if you are 21 or over and you want to win a free bottle of wine, go to howtopickawine.com, and you can get a chance to win a free bottle of wine. So check that out. Really, really good stuff. Okay, so this is pretty much all I got tonight. It's kind of slow. All right. All right, I'm just checking everything out one more time. Make sure I didn't miss anything in the chat. No, we're good. We're good in the chats. All right. Facebook it keeps chopping out on me, but I think it might be my browser doing that more than anything else. So this is what we've been drinking, and I'm going to give you my final review now. Okay, time for the final review. This is what we've been drinking tonight. We've been drinking the Val de Salas Merlot. This is a 2019. It is 14.2% alcohol by volume, apparently. But it tastes like there's a lot more alcohol in it than that, because I can tell you what, when I did the took my first few tastes, I really got a long finish on it, and it was really coming up very, very strong, with very strong alcohol in there. So a lot of alcohol in this wine, I think. A lot more, I think, than 14.2%. I'm guessing it tastes a little bit more like 16% alcohol, maybe a little higher. I can really taste the alcohol in this wine. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad wine. I mean, it's a pretty decent wine. I enjoy it, and I love a good Merlot. And Merlots are generally higher in alcohol anyway. A lot of them are made with to be a little higher in alcohol for the United States. Because a lot of Americans like higher alcohol content in their wines. Personally, I prefer a lower alcohol content in my line, like 12.5%, 13% around there. I think that's better, but some people like higher alcohol content in the wine. So it's not too surprising that they would have a higher alcohol content in this Merlot. And Merlots are also popular wines here in the States, and they are in various other countries of the world. Now, it is cherry and some raspberry, a lot of red fruits, but I also tasted a hint of blackberry in there too. And it's very peppery. This is a very peppery wine. A lot of tannin in this wine, okay? It's very tannic. If you don't like a lot of tannin, you probably won't like this wine. But if you like tannin, this is a good wine. It's a very bold wine. And as you can see, there is a very dark complexion, very full body. This is a full-bodied wine. Not unusual for a Merlot. A lot of Merlots are very full-bodied like this. And bold. A lot of Merlots are on the bolder side. Now, this is not the most bold wine I've ever had. I've had some that are bolder, but it's on that side of it. It's also rather acidic, I'm making a face, but it's not a bad thing. I mean, you want acidic foods, call for an acidic wine. You want to pair them up very well. It went very well. Let me show you what I had for my wines here. It went very well with the hamburger. It really brought out the grilled taste of the hamburger. Went well with the pizza. This was a Pizza Hut pizza, of all things. And it still went pretty well with that. It also went well with the cheddar cheese. I liked it with the cheddar cheese. I also liked it with the Toscano with creamy coastal Syrah. That's what this cheese is here. And this Dubliner cheese was interesting. It's a Dubliner cheese imported from Ireland. This is kind of interesting on its own. But with the wine, it was kind of an eccentric taste to it, and I liked it. I liked it, but it's a cheese that you really kind of have to like this cheese first to really appreciate it to go well with this wine. But it's not bad. It's not really bad at all. Now, one thing I didn't try it with was a cookie, and of course, I just reminded myself to try it with a cookie. This is an oatmeal cookie. So we're going to try it with that and see how this works. Let's try it with a cookie, oatmeal cookie. And it's actually a pretty good oatmeal cookie, actually. And I like a good oatmeal cookie. If only it were oatmeal cookie day, I'd drink to that. I'm going to drink anyway, just because I can. Oh, wow. I've got to try that again. Okay, hold on a second. I have to try this again. One more time. Get another piece of this cookie. I'll get a little piece here. And we're going to try it one more time with the cookie. And we need more wine. More wine! Okay. This is a very chewy cookie. A very chewy. Quite good, actually, by the way. Let's try it again. Take two. Oatmeal cookie with wine. I like that. I really do like that. Actually, very good. Very, very good. So I'd say that's a winner. I'd say that is definitely a winner. So what we have here is, let me pull up and get, sorry, folks, I'm still trying to work out some of the technical stuff here. There we go. All right, so what we have here is this Val de Salas Merlot. I like it. My final review is I think it's actually a pretty decent wine. If you like Merlots, some people do not like Merlots. Some people do. If you like a good Merlot, this is, I'd say this is a pretty traditional Merlot. Not bad. Not bad at all. I'll drink to that. Here's to the Val de Salas Merlot. I've had better Merlots, but I've had worse. This is kind of somewhere in the middle. I think this is a pretty decent Merlot. I like it. Pretty good. All right, so that's all we have for tonight. Let me give the chat a last run through here and see what we've got going on. I want to thank everybody joining me tonight for the show. And forgive me for all the little glitches here because, like I said, we're still I'm always experimenting with the show. Here's the thing. If you like to be entertained, if you don't like to be entertained, you'll be bored by the show. But if you like to be entertained, I'm so full of myself and this wine. Look, if you like to be entertained, the least I'll do is entertain you so you can laugh at me. Hopefully you're laughing with me, but at the very least, you'll be laughing at me because, once again, I'm winging it here. This is all me winging it. I'm just winging it, okay? That's what we do here on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, just winging it. And tonight we did our first, if you were here for that, we did our first interview online with my son Tommy Savoy of Q Command. I want to thank Tommy for joining me here, taking some time out of his busy schedule, even though he was just like down the hall. In Studio C, he's in Studio C of Savoy Studios. Yeah, Savoy Studios. This is Studio A right here. Studio B is our audio booth, our sound booth. I'll show you pictures of that sometime. And Studio C is Tommy's room where he does a lot of, where he produces all his Cube Command stuff. So, yes, we have a whole studio going here, Savoy Studios. TM. I don't know. It might already be trademarked. I have no idea. I'm going to have to ask Gordon Firemark about that. Anyway, so we were experimenting tonight because this is our first try. Because I've got some fun stuff I want to do for the rest of this season, season three of Drink with Rick. I want to interview more people. I'd like to have Matt from Wine Store on at some point to interview him and have him talk about wines because he's very knowledgeable at that. I want to get a few other people who are very knowledgeable about wines and have them talk about wine. I'd like to have my sister Gina on because she just got a big case of wine and the wine fairy, apparently the wine fairy sent her some wine and she wants to drink that up. And I would like to have her on the show so she could review some of these wines. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So I'm trying to gear all this stuff up to make it happen. And we're trying to work out all the kinks. So anyway, and you were part of that. You were a part of that. You are a part of that. I appreciate it. By the way, before I forget, I want to show you one more thing before I go. I almost forgot about it. I got this, if I don't drop it first, my good friend Ed Anthony the other Ed. We have Ed Panis, Ed Anthony, the other Ed. My good friend Ed Anthony sent me this out of the blue. I was totally unexpected. He sent it to me. 1001. I think I briefly mentioned it last week because I think I got it like just the night before the show last week. Hadn't had a chance to really look it over. 1001 wines you must taste before you die. 1001 wines you must taste before you die. He left me a really nice note in here saying that I really need to try these. So I'm going to go through this book and I'll see if I can afford to try some of the Petrus wine right there. That's a notable wine. And actually, I did a puzzle that featured the Petrus wines on it some time back. I thought it was really, really cool. Anyway, I'm going to read through this book. I've been flipping through. I've been reading a few things in here. I've been skimming through the book, and it is just – it's a full-color book full of all kinds of pictures and things like – a lot of details on these fabulous wines. I'm pretty sure that a lot of these are well out of my price range, but it – It's fascinating stuff. It's a fascinating read, and I'm looking forward to sitting down and reading the rest of it as time goes on. Ed, I want to say thank you very, very much, my good friend Ed Anthony, for sending me this book, this wonderful book. It was an unexpected, but really appreciated gift. It was you didn't have to do that, but thank you very much. It is a much, much appreciated gift. And I look forward to going through all of this. And I was so excited about receiving it. I wanted to show it to you. I want to show it to everybody here. I want to show it to you to take a look at it. And it's just a really cool book. And it's very thick, as you can see. It's a very thick book. So anyway, that is what Ed sent me. I do thank you for it, Ed. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for being here with me in the chat tonight. I want to thank my lovely wife, Chi, as always, and Edward Panis, and my good friend, Ed Panis. Thank you for being here, and hopefully you haven't fallen asleep yet, put you to sleep yet. I want to thank CM Sender, Tom Antio. I want to thank Big Ho Grog. Is that how you pronounce it? Big Ho Grog for being here with me in the chat tonight. And everybody else who was watching but did not jump in the chat, because I tell you what, you could have won a free book. I was getting ready to give away a 500 plus dad joke book, but we need a little more participation in the chat for me to do that. So maybe next week, maybe when all this spring stuff blows over and. People are back, but probably this fall when everybody's back and it's too cold to go outside and do anything, then I'll have more people watching, right? Anyway, thank you for joining me. I really do appreciate each and every one of you, and I really do mean that. This means a lot to me. You know, I do this for fun. I don't get paid for doing this. I spend a lot of money on it, but I don't get paid for doing any of this. If you're interested in helping to support the show at all, you can buy me a coffee. Go to drinkwithrick.com. Go to drinkwithrick.com and you can buy me a coffee. Rick at drinkwithrick.com. There's a thing there where you can buy me coffee, and you don't have to. There's no obligation to do that at all. I just want you here to enjoy it and just chat with me and just have a good time. That's all. But if you want to, you can help support. Now, the proceeds to this go towards it actually goes right back out. It goes to supporting everything here, but it goes right back out to you, because most of the stuff goes to the prizes and everything that I give out to everybody. So really, it's paying it forward. It's paying it forward to everybody, and just have everybody share in the fun. So the more that I can pick up from the Buy Me Coffee. The more coffees you buy me, the more prizes I can afford to buy to give away on the show. Let me put it that way. Okay? And there we are. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining me here tonight. I do appreciate it. Once again, it's been a lot of fun, as always, in spite of all the little glitches and everything. It's been a lot of fun. You can reach me. If you need to reach me for anything, reach me at Rick at Savoya. There it is right over here. Rick at SavoyaMedia.com. Rick at SavoyaMedia.com. Please This is a reminder, disclaimer as always, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a friend, whatever. Stay put if you have to. Do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive, because that's also very dangerous. Because I want you to have a great week, but also, most importantly, I want you to have a safe week. So you can all come back here next week. Join me here next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.